Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good.
I missed you.
Shut up.
No, it's true.
Well, I would have rather been here than where I was. I was getting my taxes done on the last day.
I know. I was telling everyone how you were doing your taxes. You were trying to deduct.
I'm also getting audited, too.
Oh, yeah? I was telling you you were trying to deduct all the drugs you did last year as a medical expense.
I did find a way.
Did you really?
Yeah. I can't remember how we filed it.
In the very small print, there's like a little section for recreational drug use under stress relief.
Yeah, actually, when Bill Clinton, I'm going to do a dumb Bill Clinton joke, forget it. I said, stop there because it's going to be so lame. It's going to be like.
You preemptively struck at your own joke.
Yeah, it was going to turn into like a variety show moment or something.
So you're listening to Hear
So it
Hear.
Feels good to be back.
Yes, it's good to have you back. It's very lonely here without you. If you want to instant message us, we're on AOL Instant Messenger. Our handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word.
Kill Radio Station. Yeah, it's on.
It's funny how I always say that. Like, Kill Radio Station, that's one word.
I mean, you say it like it is one word.
It just like comes out that way. Anyway, here is the show where we only play music that's been submitted to Kill Radio. It comes from all over the world with absolutely no quality control.
Yeah, are we international yet? Have we played any international stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, you were here last week. I played a CD that came in from Italy of a hard.
Wow. Oh, wait, we did play Canada.
Punk. Oh, we have gotten music from Canada.
Yeah, that was like our first day, right?
Yeah. But seriously, I'm more impressed by Italy than Canada.
You
no
would
offense
be.
To the Canadians and their lovely.
Italy doesn't sell us oil. Canada does.
Oh, but they will.
We'll find them. We'll take it.
We'll just dig under Italy and put oil there and then invade them. So,
I'm sure there's some great oil. Forget it. I'm just not in the mood for jokes today. I'm just not doing any jokes today. I can tell where I'm going right now.
See, but your lack of jokes is almost funnier than your actual delivery.
Am I stopping myself mid-sentence?
So why don't we start with some music?
Okay.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I always go first. You want to go first?
I will go first.
Are you ready to go first?
I'm ready to go first.
That's a first.
This is a CD from Tyner from Pasadena. And he's sent us a full-length album.
Nice.
The album is Decisions. And I'm going to play the first track from it. It's called You Can't Control Me. This is You Can't Control Me by Tyner.
On Hear Hear.
On Hear Hear on Kill Radio.
Killradio.org.
Thank you.
shake them. Decisions, decisions. Baby, I'll make them. Decisions, decisions. I'm responsible. Decisions, decisions. What are my choices? Decisions, decisions. I'm thinking it over.
Make a decision.
Yay.
Tyner on Hear Hear. You can check out Tyner, Tyner's website, tynerentertainment.com, www.tynerentertainment.com. Thank you, Tyner, for submitting your music.
Yes.
Which you describe as having a uniqueness that can be heard from beginning to end, and I can't disagree with that. And let's see. Tyner thanks in the liner notes. He has supreme gratefulness to Elohim and Jesus the Christ. Way to cover your bases, man. Way to go.
And thank you, John, for explaining to me what Elohim is.
Yes. It means God, but it's plural, just to confuse you.
In what? In Hebrew?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I speak Hebrew. We're all born with it.
Aren't you? In Yiddish, too, right?
Oy, don't get me started.
On Yiddish? Saying it.
Actually, I don't speak okay. either one. Awkward. What do you have for us?
Well, I have this band that I was so surprised when they found us. They're called the Ambassadors of... Oh, no, they're not. I'm reading them wrong. The band's called St. Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band, and they are a marching band, or I guess of the New Orleans kind of brass band sound.
Uh-huh.
And they are out of Lafayette, California.
They sure are patriotic.
They are. And they, when they found me, I was like, no, this is not a marching band. This is not a marching band. Because marching bands, when they kick ass, they kick ass.
Yes.
And so I picked two songs that I got from them, and they sent me a couple CDs, so I'm very happy about that. But why don't we go to right now? This is St. Thomas. You're listening to St. Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band on here, killradio.org. Am I up? We'll be right back. Welcome back. Here, here.
Here, here.
Thank you. That was, once again, that was St. Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band. I should give their website.
I love that song, Summertime.
Yeah, I do too.
I love Doing Time by Sublime, and they use the, I don't know if you know that,
no.
that song, but
this they is do that? They
Sublime
use the riff?
Song where they use the riff from
oh,
Summertime,
nice.
Yeah.
It's one of those standard songs that I can, it doesn't almost matter who's doing it, unless they really go over the top.
Yeah,
I hate those
over
the top.
Immediately recognize.
Yeah, but those like, R&B singers who go over the top like Mariah Carey, where it's all summertime. Just sing the
just
fucking
pick a
song.
Note and stick with it just for a little while. That's what I don't like about stuff like American Idol, where it's just like,
oh,
it's like proving that you can sing has to do with never actually hitting the note that's written
or ever feeling the song, like,
yeah.
From that sense, you don't exactly. understand what I'm talking about at well, all. You looked at me blankly,
no,
actor.
No, no. Which is why intentionally they choose music on that show that's bad, that's like mediocre, so that all you see is the singer. You don't ever have to go, oh, well, you know,
but
they're trying.
I like that song.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Contact information for St. Gabriel Celestial Brass Band. It's a little long.
I'm still writing it down. I've been writing it down. St. Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band.
Yes.
Celestial.
It's sonicbids.com/saint, and that's the abbreviation of Saint, S-T, Gabriel's, no apostrophe, Celestial Brass Band. There's got to be an easier way to get to that. So once again, sonicbids.com/Saint Gabriel's Celestial Brass Band. If you want to find out their information and that is just not helping you the way I'm saying it, just instant message us at Kill Radio Station, and I'll give you the info.
Or instant message us anyway, because that might be fun for us.
Yeah, because John doesn't like to talk to me on the music breaks.
Not as long as
I like
have
talking to you, though. It's fun.
That's sweet. Kill Radio Station is our handle on AOL Instant Messenger. If you're listening now, that's exciting for us. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, where we only play music that's been submitted to Kill Radio. You hear it here first, and pretty much so do we.
And so do all our regular listeners.
Yes. By the way, could you check the streamer? Make sure, we're actually streaming.
Yeah, we are.
And all that good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of
listeners. We don't have anyone in Europe yet listening.
No, not at the... Well, actually, I bet we do. I bet they're one of those...
32s or the 64s?
You know. Coming up next, or now as it were, have a band called Think About Life that mailed us a CD. Very colorful artwork. This is, I'll read you this little thing on their one sheet. Think About Life have been causing panic on Montreal dance floors. I love that. Since just a little before they were personally invited by Wolf Parade of Sub Pop to be their support act during last year's North American Autumn Tour, Montreal's best-kept secret is now coming out on record. Think About Life's self-titled debut is 34 minutes of high-energy disco house thrash punk positivity and indie do-it-yourself arty party action. I love it. Leading the next generation of chaotically catchy noise pop from a modern mecca for independent culture, these are anthems for yet another jilted generation. Good little Prodigy reference there. Prayers passionate and powerful enough to actually penetrate the celestial sphere. Well, that's very exciting. Let's play that. I like that. They sent it from, actually, I guess they're represented in Brooklyn, New York. Their MySpace page, myspace.com/thinkaboutlife, and also their artist website, www.thinkaboutlife.org. Also their label, alien8recordings.com, and that would be alien and the number 8 and the word recordings. So this is Think About Life, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Here, here. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back to Here, Here. That was Think About Life. So go ahead and do that. Thinkaboutlife.com. Oh, no. .org. Damn it.
.gov.
.edu. It is thinkaboutlife.org. Yes, or myspace.com/thinkaboutlife. So, think about it. Think about it.
I liked it. I thought the I like musically they were like they were almost pushing the envelope where you thought you're gonna maybe fall out of your chair, but I liked it.
It was yes.
Yes.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yes, I did.
I think you liked it a little bit more than I did, but then I don't actually know.
But
anything
it doesn't matter.
About music.
All we wanted. What'd you say?
I don't know anything about music. I'm completely clueless.
Right,
because
you
when it comes
have
to
nothing
good.
Going on outside of this.
Very little.
Very little.
Very little. No, actually, I did enjoy it. It has a lot of energy to it, so I like that. And it's different.
But also, more importantly, you know, it's not about whether we like it or not. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't play much of anything if we based it on it, whether we liked it or not, right?
Also true.
So it's more important that we got the opportunity to play it for you guys.
Yes, and you got to hear it here.
And now,
here, here.
And cue the national anthem. And I was like, we got to play it for all of you. You ready for me?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is a group called Chords Are Dead out of Oakland. I want to read about on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/chordsaredead. I noticed you just say slash, and probably because I am a little bit older than you, so I had to deal with MS-DOS. And there
right,
were times
where backslash was actually
where you
used.
Had to do a backslash or a forward slash, so it was always important. And now it's always forward slash. I can't even think of when you use back, probably in some stupid Unix coding thing.
Yeah. Back when you had to surf the net actually speaking binary code.
So I'm just going to say slash now too. But anyway, so it's myspace.com/chordsaredead. That was hard to do. But
I'm so proud of you, Mark.
Thank you. I'm growing. So they're saying that this version of the band has existed for nearly 2 years. Michael and Amelia have pulled songs out of the ether together for nearly three times that long. They come from Berkeley. They hail from the high heaven. Guitar, your face off. And go home crying in a cloud of sweat and bad vibes. So, gosh, what more do I need to say? So this is a song by them called Silver Bullet Day. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. Thank you. Caught me.
Smooth. That was
cool. I like how that ends. That was good. Now, those were two different bands.
Ends with our voices.
That was Tisk Tisk, hailing and storming from Los Angeles, California. They've actually played here before, but they haven't played here before. Thank you very little. But now their lives are complete. And that was a great song. That was not the same bad as before. That was Chords Are Dead. Before that, again, was Silver Bullet Day. So thank you, Tisk, for sending that my way.
What are their websites?
I guess it's myspace.com/TiskTisk. TSK. So,
What's the 80s band that I'm thinking of? Oh, that's Talk Talk. Isn't there an 80s band called Talk Talk?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I just dated myself.
Who remade that one song that they did big?
I don't know.
It was like Jessica Simpson or something like that, or yeah. Ashley Simpson maybe?
I can't keep these Simpsons apart. Homer, perhaps?
Yeah, you're right.
Chords Are Dead, do they have a website?
Yes, that's myspace.com, Chords Are Dead, / Chords Are Dead.
Oh, you just made that up. No, it actually is.
I actually said it. If you were listening before, that's why I gave you that look.
No, I don't listen to the show. Even while we're doing it, I don't listen
to the
show.
Even while I'm talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I liked that a lot. It was a good set.
Yes.
That was a fun set.
Those were female artists. We have another female artist that I want to play now.
And we're so insecure in our masculinity that we have to let you know that those are female artists and that we're as...
No, I'm just saying we're on like a run of... This is the third female artist in a row.
Right. So. And as liberated men, we feel
I'm
good.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I feel good about playing female artists.
Her name is Mel Chappelle.
And I'm going to do some push-ups while we're doing this set, though.
On your back, I'm sure.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's something I saw in a movie. The name of the album is Hard on Sleeve.
Perverted. I thought you were coming on to me. Did I say think or hoping? No, whatever.
Mel Chappelle sent us this nice little news release about her album. Just a couple of things. It says, over the shift of the millennium, Mel established herself as San Francisco's exceptional femme fatale of punk pop in the girl-fronted band Hotbox. Mel recently moved to East Bay and built her own recording studio, 2x4 studios, at which she recorded most of Hard on Sleeve, playing the bulk of the instruments on the album. So let's give a listen to Mel Chappelle's Hard on Sleeve album. Sounds an awfully lot like this.
Welcome back. You're here.
Oh, it's such a sweet song. Makes me think of flowers in a garden and falling in love for the first time. And
then blood splattering.
And then writing my name on my forearm with a utility knife. Blame It All on Yesterday was the name of that track. And you can get more information on Mel Chappell at www.melchappell.com. Mel, thank you so much for submitting your music.
Thank you.
To Hear Here on killradio.org. That's the other thing. I got to get you to start saying org instead of O-R-G because it just sounds dirty when you say it.
Org?
Yeah. You say killradio.org.
Yeah, I do.
And
have you noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, looking at the collective.
Are you hanging
whole,
on
like,
to every word I
meetings.
Say? You're hanging on to every word I say.
Yes, I am hanging on to every mm-hmm. word that you say.
Good. So where are we going to next?
I don't
Boo.
Know. It's
actually my turn, and I'm not prepared. So let's
blame
just
it all on Mark.
So let's go to music. I'll give contact information and more information about these two bands we're going to go to when we come back. This is Legitimate Business with the song Ride. You are listening to killradio.org.
Org. Here.
From, but there's something you should know, but that we don't stop.
Don't stop.
Leave a little history about me and Jeremy. We was at the bar, we had a beer, I had a Hennessy. From the back of me, I felt somebody nudging me. Now when it flies, I zap into the turn around so I can see. This shit with five bombs out.
Damn.
Last I heard about her, she was on her way to Cornell. Looking at a rocket, talking, buzzing to a very rush. She looked at me and I'd be if I got some shit to sell. Hell, bitch, you ain't heard of it. Keeping it real. I don't deal, don't steal. Nice emotion, like go meal, but don't take it personal. Cause it's a personal.
praying I ain't changing. I smoke weed in my car. I'll drive real far and pick up hoes and take them home and do the hoes. And you wanna ride in my car? You wanna smoke all my weed? But you ain't getting a baby till you give me what I need. You wanna ride in my car? You wanna smoke all my weed? But you ain't getting a baby.
Quick at the lip and don't adhere to these rules. I feel like a flip, but don't feel you fools. I'ma come around now. What you gon' do? Stop me to stop you. I stop no one. The feeling, everything that you are thinking when you watch off. The feeling when you push it, when you push your mic when I run. Cause you do not know what to do to have fun. Stop me to stop you. I stop no one. The feeling, everything that you are thinking when you watch off. The feeling when you push your mic when I run. Because you do not know what to do to have fun.
I need that truck to rock and roll. I need to drink a lot of liquor and lose control. I need a party girl. Having the whole. I need a big bang roll. A big green bowl. I got a feeling to be everything. Gotta outrun my out of control to get out of this hole. Head top and roll, your big mouth and roll. Keep it rolling, keep it rolling, keep it rolling like you wanna ride in my car.
see, I know. I said we've run out of room to run, and there's nowhere that we can go. And she said with a grin, I ain't giving in. I wait too long just for this. And then she spread her arms, she leaped to the wind. I know. Gonna fly past this crumbly cliffs. Well, I
Here, here. Welcome back.
To here, here.
Let's give some information. That was a group called what did we just play? We heard, Slope Bucket with Heading West. Let me see. What have I got about them? They're out of San Francisco, California. Their website is slotebucket.com. Let me spell that. Maybe it's Sloat Bucket. What do you think, John? Or do you think it's a sloat?
I would pronounce it sloat. You know,
S-L-O-A-T. Bucket, all one word, .com.
I wonder what sloat means.
We'll go to dictionary.com.
We should. We'll do that while we're playing the next.
They're out of San Francisco, California. And again, their website, slotebucket.com. No forward slash, nothing else. Out of San Fran. And then before that, we heard a group called Legitimate Business. It just says they're in the middle of California. So I don't know where exactly they are.
They're in the middle.
They're in the middle.
Bakersfield, that's in the middle.
Is that
Fresno?
Really?
Those things are in the middle,
okay.
I think.
Let's see. They look like they could be from one of those two places. I'm on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/legitimatebusinessmusic. All one word,
legitimatebusinessmusic. I thought they were fun.
Yeah, that was the ride song about my car, smoking all my weed.
Yes.
We've all been there.
You can easily win me over with a marijuana reference, I think.
I was going to say it, but I thought, so obvious. It's probably obvious to our listeners. So, thanks, gentlemen. That was good. Those were, now, let's be fair, those were guy bands we were playing.
It's true, and I have another
those
guy band.
Oh, we have another guy band.
Yes.
Wow, see, we're liberated men. We can play guys.
Yes. This one is called The New York Dynamite. Dynamite. MySpace.com/TheNewYorkDynamite .com. That can't be right. It's got to be MySpace.com/TheNewYorkDynamite. It says, The New York Dynamite sounds like an asteroid crashing through a nuclear bomb factory. That's what I think of when I hear Enya. Formed in late 2004, the NYD has exploded onto the scene with a relentless, high-energy live show and a brand new EP produced by Thomas Costanza that is coursing with enough energy to blow your speakers and enough originality to make you ponder why you haven't heard them sooner. They're featured in the current rotation of 94.9 Radio X on Long Island and on several web radio outlets.
You're right. It's just the new,
including ours, I guess.
And it's just the New York Dynamite. I just looked it up.
They're currently doing small tours and gigging heavily, trying to spread the word. In addition, this is my favorite part, the band is always willing to come to your area to showcase for you. Our address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard,
Los Angeles, California, 90004.
So, New York Dynamite.
Suite 201. Come on down.
Come on down. I start walking
down. We're subway close.
All right, here's the first track from their from New York Dynamite.
You think you got a shot? You wanna give me all you got? Give me everything I'm not, because you want me. You think you know what's in my head? You wanna get down in my bed, because you want me, yeah, because you want me.
Here, here. You're listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org. That was the New York Dynamite, which I think has a very full sound for a band that hasn't really been heard of yet. I mean, I could totally see this. I could see the video on MTV with girls on trampolines and guys with tattoos, smoking and
Harleys.
Kind of like singing like harshly into the camera in slow motion.
At a supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something kind of middle class like that.
I like it. So thank you, New York Dynamite from East Meadow, New York, for submitting your wares. So I want to talk a little bit about what's going on this Thursday at Lava Lounge. There's an event called The Couch Night, which is awesome. The point of The Couch is to highlight new up-and-coming indie bands from not just from L.A., but from the general area. And we have a great lineup. This is something that I'm sort of involved in co-producing, so I'll also be spinning there. And I just wanted to play some of the bands that are going to be there this Thursday, the 27th. In the meantime, go to myspace.com/thecouchnight and take a look at what we have there. And this is a free thing if you RSVP. Otherwise, it's $5. So, and all the information on where it is.
And just so, in case you aren't able to go this one, it is scheduled to be the fourth?
The last Thursday of every month.
Last Thursday of every month.
That's so the following one would be May 25th. So this one is this Thursday, April 27th. And what I'm going to play for you now is a track by a band called The Sexies, which they're one of the featured bands at The Couch this Thursday. So you can come check them out for free if you RSVP. And they sound exactly like this.
When you lost me, baby, when you lost me, I was in my prime, with the makings of a hero, though I treated you kindly, and was made to love you blindly. You never left the earth where your feet were firmly sown. What could I be, baby, what could I be, when it seems so right, it was bound to go wrong.
Here Here on killradio.org. That was the Sexies, and you can see them live for free if you RSVP at myspace.com/thecouchnight. They are one of a number of bands that are playing. I'm going to play some Ann Lynn and some Novi Split later on in the show that are also playing there. So come check out Couch Night. It's cool.
Can I tell my sexy story real quick? Is it worth telling?
Yes. No.
It's actually because it's an odd enough story.
I love the Sexies. I think they're so talented.
I worked at this one TV production company, and we have those VoIP phone systems. They're all basically run through internet protocol. They're not run through copper wires. So for hold music, all you had to do is upload an MP3 to the website of your phone system. Mm-hmm. And so I went on Craigslist in LA and put out a call to who wants to be on our hold music. And all these bands submitted stuff, and we cycled them through. But this one sexy song was so perfect. It was a totally acoustic, slow. And it would just, it was like there, but not there. You don't want hold music. I mean, hold music, what do you think of it?
Right.
For a genre.
Right.
Is so very specific.
Actually, that would be so cool if you were known for doing hold music. Like, your band was like.
Yeah. And what was funny is, you know, that was at the time, actually, the TV production company I was working for was getting sued by Mark Burnett Productions, you know, Survivor and mm-hmm. Prentice and all them. And so their, I think it was their chief financial officer would be on hold all the time. And he'd hear that song. And I wish I remembered the song title, and I can't think of it right now. But he loved that song. And we ended up talking about this band for the longest time,
funny.
What little I knew of them. And they were,
and
you know,
they end up winning the lawsuit?
Well, they ended up settling because they were biting off more than they can chew with us, so to speak.
But it was because the Sexies put him in the mood to settle.
The Sexies put him in a good
saved
mood.
Your company's
yes, the
ass.
Sexies saved our company's ass from being nailed. Yeah.
Thank you, Sexies. Yeah. It's myspace.com/sexies, not the Sexies.
The Sexies. Do you want to?
I have no idea what you're saying to me right now.
I'll just say in front of everyone. Do you want to fade out real quick so I can stop and start?
That you mean not talk?
Yeah.
For a second?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.